Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's going on with you right now as far as the latest interview you've done, your latest, I guess, I don't want to say crusade, but your latest bone of contention, really?
It's a really old story about how the disparity between the models that you normally see in imagery and the full-figured models or the curvy models that are, or the actual population that is about 62 million women in the U.S. It probably reflects the same up in Canada, but there's a very, very large percentage of women that do not look like the women and the beauty images that are being reflected to them in mass media. And because there's such a big disparity or there's a big difference, children really don't have a good understanding of what their type of beauty can be if it only has to be one type, which is ultra, ultra thin and quite prepubescent in nature. It causes problems. It causes problems with the way that we relate to ourselves as wonderful individuals and too much pressure on the physical self. We need to take good care of ourselves, but without a question, we want to, you know, live in our bodies and have them be healthy. But it's a real, real psychological twist, and it makes people have eating disorders or encourage. It doesn't make them have it. If someone has a propensity to have an eating disorder, it will trigger that.
Are you surprised at all that people are still, you know, in this day and age thinking that way?
No, I'm not actually. I really think it's becoming more and more talked about, which I do appreciate what you're doing this morning and just bringing it back onto the table and discussing this issue. Is it crazy that we have fewer diverse, beautiful women to wear the garments in clothing ads and to be the promoters of certain products? And always having to say plus size and always having to define that this is different than the other beauty, instead of just embracing it as the bouquet of beauty, the array of flowers in a pot.
Kiss 92.5, good morning. It is the Roz and Mocha Show on the phone right now with plus size model Emma Aronson. She's the one that you've been reading about. She's slamming the fashion industry for encouraging anorexia.
There is one part of this that is confusing. On one side, you have the models and their influence in anorexia, and then the other side, all you read are the massive problems in America and Canada with child obesity. Like, what's the bigger evil here?
I think people get very, very afraid about the finger is pointing outwards. It's them that have the problem. It's them that are causing this country, you know, medical healthcare collapse, the obese people out there. Instead of looking within themselves and saying, what's going on with me? And when you take a look at yourself and you see that, you know, perhaps you're not having enough compassion, there are so many children who are obese who are being sent home to be homeschooled, as well as eating disorder clinics are overflowing with children, women, and now more increasingly men and boys, because they're having problems with their identities, with what is healthy, and the pressures, the incredible pressures, to be thin as in and completely polar opposite issue.
So what's the solution? How do you fix this before we let you go?
I think the solution is that we continue talking about this, as well as engaging online. And PlusMagazine.com did an incredible spread. And, you know, if you log on and you take a look at where the bloggers are and you collect yourself, get your ideas. Don't just bash thin women. Please don't do that. This isn't a women's issue and men's issue. It's a real human issue of what's healthy out there. Am I being healthy? Ask yourself, am I being healthy? If you're not, figure it out to find out how to get healthy. Am I exercising daily? You know, those really important things. Eating well, thinking well, and saying nice things to people. That's the first place where it has to change.
Emma, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.
You